With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. More details being released about the man who drove through a crowd on Bourbon Street, New Orleans, early this morning. The FBI says Shamsuddin Jabbar was a U.S.-born radicalized Muslim from Texas. Officials say he was also a U.S. Army veteran. They say he died in a shootout with police. He drove a white Ford pickup through the crowd around 3:15 this morning. Following that overnight deadly violence in New Orleans, the college football playoff quarterfinal has been postponed today. The game between Georgia and Notre Dame has been pushed back 24 hours to tomorrow night. Jeff Hundley, the CEO of the All-State Sugar Bowl game.
All parties and all agree that it's in the best interest of everybody and public safety that we postpone the game for 24 hours.
Also at SRNNews.com, the explosion and then fire inside a Tesla Cybertruck at the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas is being investigated as a terror attack. One person inside the Cybertruck was killed, and at least seven others near the vehicle suffered minor injuries. The Clark County Sheriff said the truck exploded, burst into flames Wednesday morning around 8:40. The construction of the Tesla kept the majority of the explosion inside the vehicle. A law enforcement official says the vehicle in Las Vegas was rented via the Turo app. The Ford used in the New Orleans terror attack was also rented via the Turo app. Law enforcement officials have the name of the person who rented the Tesla, but they're not releasing it. Ukrainian officials are shutting down a natural gas pipeline from Russia to Europe. The transnational pipeline was shut down this morning after Ukraine refused to renew an agreement that allowed for Russia gas to move through its territory. Ukraine Energy's minister called the move a historic event. This is SRN News. A final note on the 2024 presidential election. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Political analysts are trying to understand why abortion was not a winning issue for Kamala Harris. In fact, the Democratic nominee won the smallest share of women's votes for a presidential candidate of her party since 2004, as women of all stripes cast their votes for President Trump. Democrats were boldly predicting that the repeal of Roe v. Wade would turn female voters against the Republican Party forever, something that simply did not happen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to data from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research, evangelical Christians are tithing less to churches these days. The report says the proportion of evangelicals giving to a church fell from 74% to 61% over the last 3 years, and the percentage who gave to a nonprofit or ministry outside of church fell from 58% to 50%. This is SRN News. State of Florida is doing what it can to right a wrong. Rich Thomason has more.
Hundreds of people who say they suffered physical or sexual abuse at two state-run reform schools in Florida are in line to receive tens of thousands of dollars in restitution from the state. The payments come after Florida lawmakers formally apologized for the horrors they suffered as children more than 50 years ago. The state reports receiving more than 800 applications for restitution. Rich Thomason reporting.
Hundreds of new laws in California take effect this year. Among the legislation Governor Newsom signed into law were bills to address homelessness. Other new laws help Holocaust survivors recover stolen property. Others prohibit public libraries from banning books. The state also now prohibits school districts from notifying parents if a child changes their so-called gender identity or they use new pronouns. More details at SRNNews.com.